Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, you're listening to The Cosmic Philosopher and the Block Talk Radio Show. And The Cosmic Philosopher, thank you for tuning into the program today. Well, another day. And something to say. Something to say. As a matter of fact, I want you to take a good listen to what I'm going to say. There is a word in our vocabulary we call cause. And what I notice words in general not really getting the respect for the purpose word serves. Why is that? I want to tell you, I begin to like pose this question, and in general, I know the reason why I am asking this question about words and the name cause. There are other words that worthwhile mentioning. But right now, I'm featuring cause because I find that there is more infinite reason the word cause. I won't bring up some of the other words right now to like so that it might be, you know, it might fan some dust on the luster of cause, because cause has, you know, I mean, a higher rank and how classes too many other types. I don't know. Cause maybe the biggest of more value than other words that I am aware of when considered. What is the definition of cause? Have you ever looked at the definitions for cause? I'm not going to try to say everything about cause, because for the purpose, it's worth the while for everybody to pay attention to the word cause, because it would... If we understand the meaning of cause in the most ultimate, way, and what does it mean to us when we understand the word cause, it reigns over like everything else. So, as words are powerful, so are people that revere them and use them. People are some people. And some creatures that think, they are the greatest. And should be the most adored by other people. So, something is wrong with humanity, the species, sapient. Something is wrong there with the sapient species, and people are not paying any attention to it, and monkeys are more revered than sapien. That's the way I see it. And you may say, why am I talking about that? I'm talking about that for a special reason. Why I brought up cause. You know, I can point out to you that in history, in world history, first of all, prehistory is the leading form history. And why? Because prehistory brought us civilization. Right? But prehistory talks about microbes. Say, the first form of life. After water recedes on the earth, because it is said, planet Earth was full of water before we can see streams of water, however, the oceans, the Atlantic Ocean and, you know, all kind of oceans out there of water. But the vast availability of dry land causes certain type of life to spring up. And then I see three different form of life forms that are the major life on the planet. And that is the chromosomes, not the chromosome, but the what I told you a while ago. Yeah. First life form after water recedes, and this is what we call the organism, microscopic things, okay? That's the first life form. All right. We're talking about cause, right? And then we're talking about the superiority of cause. And cause, as it reigns over a planet Earth full of water and the receding of water and dry land appears. So land was always there and solid, but water covered it. Once water recedes, then we begin to get dry surfaces. All right. So now, if we are to understand how cause work, of course, in my judgment, cause existed from the time of the waters and different planetary bodies, right? Cause. So if you begin to look and see the kind of existence cause hold, I don't know. Maybe somebody else can tell me if, you know, cause has something to do with the whole existence or not. But I, from where I can see, cause is the ultimate of existence. All right, so it's open up to anybody else's opinion on this. However, I want to bring in this other point of reasoning about when these three life forms came about after the water receded, the microscopic organism microbes, the first, right? And we know that there was no monkeys around at that time. It is the microbes, after billions of years, brought monkeys. So that in the World History textbook, major importance of life form gives us monkeys from the mass of microbes, organism. Now, is there anybody to tell me, let's say, give me a call if you're out there and listening to me. Because a few serious things I need to talk about after, you know, we grind this down to size. Monkeys are very significant to the second life form. Okay, monkeys. There's a lot to say about monkeys. And I am aware that a lot of people don't know that. But we only have three life forms to deal with in the World History textbook. So I am not privy that there is any other authority that supersedes monkeys as the second life form written down into our history from the scientific standpoint. It is water cover the earth, and then organism microbes that's been around 3.7 billion years ago. Now, I don't raise any argument against that, you know. I look at it, well, it's like science. And if anybody has a better knowledge of it, you know, it's cool. Like to share it with the rest of us, you know. All right. What I want to tell you is this. What about the third life form? And I can tell you, if indeed we didn't have any civilization. You know, we don't talk about the value of water, because it's like water covering the earth is the major thing for us to classify as an entity of existence. Water is a big boss, right? And there may be higher things of existence that we could compare to water. But I am after a certain significant existence coming in the line of microbe organism, right? Organism, microscopic organism, microbes, right? So it's hardly in human terms to make a big ado about the microscopic, because we don't come anywhere to dealing with it. You know, it is said the microbes that left signal of their presence. Imagine that. So we don't rank with that life form at all, but it is an energy for us to recognize, right? Of course, because it shows itself after water recedes. Point of interest to me. Okay, but what do we have to say apart from we just now know in science that we see signal, we have signals of their presence in rocks about 3.7 billion years. So, hey, we today who are civilized human beings, we exclude everything else from this recognition of life form, right? We have to carry recognition based on the time of existence too, right? Yes. The time of existence is important, because you can't put no apes in the water that cover the earth, right? We don't talk about ape in that context, no. And we don't talk about apes in the context of microscopic organism, because here don't come into that context of life form. All right? So as we respect the forms of life that came first, second, and then it didn't go no further than the third form of life in the world is the textbook. Now, are you interested in what I'm saying here? I don't know if you're interested in it. But whether or not, as a human being, you are interested in what I'm saying, you're not really important at all to consider, because you don't think about these things. If you behave like you don't want to talk about these things because they don't give you anything in life or stuff like that, stupidity that. Because anything that come alive post-time of an existence, it is very, very unwise type of attitude to not want to adore things that came ahead and things that were not human being at all. How about that? Microscopic organism, if we are created out of some of this energy, well, so be it. And it would be reason for a human being who can talk and show appreciation to recognize the universe of energy, to make those things be foundation for our existence. That's correct? Of course. Just like we come from grandparents and parents. And because they were here, we are here. Okay? A little similarity. But let me come to the crucial point that I want to bring to you, to anybody who have any sense to value what I am saying. I'm looking at the Google presentation here that represent science and microscopic organism microbes. Okay, we move along from that level of life, which is the first level of life form after the world flood on Earth, right? I mean, billions of years ago, I mean. All right. So now we're going to go from the microscopic organism microbe, number one, right? And to that be praise and honor for the first form of life. Then we come to the second. It's the monkeys. Now, we are not going to say there is something, you know, like microscopic, you can call it human being. No, we don't do that. And since we don't call microscopic and, you know, align it as though we should put juxtapose microscopic energy monkeys. We don't do that. Monkeys are monkeys, and different types of monkeys. And monkeys rate into the classification of being a species. That's correct? Now, why I'm talking about it with this type of divinity, it is because king human beings that is above monkeys, we have the know-how. We have the know-how because we are the ones, as human beings. Human being talks. All right? And we don't have any book written about monkey talking. No. You can only have books that talks about monkeys in general. But monkeys don't talk. And the fact that we don't have any reason to think that monkeys as a species ever talk, All right? No. So, listen to this. Whether or not you like it, it doesn't, I am concerned about it. To be honest, I'm concerned about it. If anybody out there, talking, individual, if you don't, if you're not concerned about what I'm saying, I would just think that mass ignorance. And there's no way that a talking person can give good reason why I shouldn't look at them as being ignorant. I have to look at you as ignorant because we're talking about existence, type of existence that brought human being to be the third, in the third position. And it so happens that the third position of existence, life form, is human being. When you look at the situation, only human being can give account for things because human beings are civilized. Before human being came about, there was no civilized life form in the context of what we're talking about. Okay? Which means there is nowhere on planet Earth that there was anything talk except in life forms. Only human beings. But human beings did not make itself. Just like apes did not make itself. Ape did not make itself. Right? Or apes never make themselves. They cannot account for anything. You get that? Ape don't make account for anything. It doesn't matter what they can do to make a living. They don't talk. And they do not have anything to compare with human civilization. You think about what I'm saying. You have to take it or leave it because that's the way it is. That's the way it is. Monkey or monkeys find a way to get another species' blood and start talking, hey, like human being? Hey. Do we have an incident like that in the world today? My answer is yes. My friends, I am trying to work something out to all of us benefit as human beings, okay? We have serious problem to solve into the issue that I am raising. Okay? The issue I am raising is serious. Very serious. Because they came to Earth thousands of years ago. See if you can make any sense of this. Remember what we talk about. So now we're going to talk about in time beings came from out the heavens. And when they came to Earth, they caused human being. They brought about or created human being, which it has a process that is written in history. Okay? Now, prehistory is what tells us about the gods that came to Earth, because when they came to Earth, no human being was not on Earth. Monkey was. I want you to listen to what I'm saying. So we know that monkey came about as a species and the second life form after the microbe organism. What that was there, existence, right? But what was not there in existence when none of those entity existed? Human being did not, was not in existence then. And the monkey, monkeys exist for how long? 3 to 4 million years. That's what it says. And I don't have anything to counteract that. I can only do the deduction of what was and what was not. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah. Now, we want to talk about Google, if you can, your PC, and first life form on Earth. Google that and see what it tells you. Right? Try it, because it's important to what I'm saying. All over planet Earth, this should be the same issue, same context, and the answer the same. Okay? Because none of us capable of making up anything else that supersedes this. All right. Now, there are different types of answers that people will get in some things. But in this particular thing, from microbe to monkey and then to human being, we have to treat it as it is. Is that correct? Yes, it's correct. Because the microbes did not do anything to the monkeys. They live and probably still living. And, you know, there is no crossing of microbes with monkeys or the hominid species. The primate monkey species. There's no go between that. All right. So now in the world, it's a textbook. There is crossbreeding between monkey and human being. Now, did human being become monkeys? And monkeys become human beings? There is it would seem like this poses a problem to answer. Microbes and monkey don't have a history of crossbreeding.
evolutionary process can happen, but it don't go both ways, as far as I can see. No, somebody can correct me if they can see that. If they see, you know, I am to be corrected. I will be corrected if I'm wrong. Probing the possibility of what we have going on the planet. And I'm coming out with it. Okay? But we must become certain of facts when it comes to existence of things. We cannot move the evidence and make up a new world. We can't do that. And if we do that, we destroy our existence, plain and simple. So now, something happened in the world, and especially 100,000 years ago, when the crossbreeding went on, okay, with the monkeys and human beings, right? So now, something happened between the human species. But there are subgroups of the hominid species, because the monkey species developed a subgroup that is called Homo erectus, right? So you got to know that Homo erectus is a subgroup of monkey. And it didn't go out of being monkey. It's a subgroup of monkey. It didn't go out of its species. So anything that happened within that species, the hominid species, it remained monkey. It remained monkey. Because it stays within the bloodline. But what happened when the Homo erectus interbreed with the Neanderthal sapien species, the human species? What happened there? Now, there is history now that tells us that Homo erectus, the Neanderthals is sapien, and the sapien came into Africa 250,000 years ago, and then, of course, the hominid Homo erectus species was there all along, right? Like about millions of years before the human species 250,000 years ago, right? Can you see that? Okay. Now, later, sapiens also have a second subgroup, species. So it did not go out and do anything with any other species. But the Homo erectus caught the sapien, the Neanderthal sapien, not the second subgroup, sapien. Homo erectus caught the Neanderthal, that is of
a different species, the sapien species. All right? And interbreed with them. So what there? Did human become, and ape become human, sapien? It was not something agreed upon. No authorization or nothing passed on. But this is what they do as a conqueror over the sapien. Homo erectus never talk. And they never do have nothing civilized at all. But what they did to the sapien caused them to mingle with blood that speak. The Neanderthal was not a speaking human being. It was the first form of human being, but they didn't have language. And so the monkeys that found the Neanderthals that never speak found a way to mix blood with them and began to resemble human beings. So at least what this history is showing, that Homo erectus gained advantage to become like human beings. This is what happened. Because monkey by itself, copulating with its own, will not become human being. Human being will only become you exactly human being when it copulates within its own taxonomic DNA. So now, when the Homo erectus interbreed with the sapien human, they did not stop right there. Because now hominid begin to talk like human and look like human. Well, they begin to talk like human after they chase the wise sapien, because this second sapien subgroup is much different from the Neanderthals that never speak, but they were good looking human specimen. Okay, that is what I have found. It is important that everybody understand that, or else we won't understand what is going on in the world right now, and why do we have white people and African indigenous people. Why we have them together? And the white people who are acting in a lot of ways like human beings, they don't behave in the essence like human beings, because they seek to kill and to dominate the human being. Now, two blood that don't agree, that inseminate each other, going to bring forth a different result from hip or human being. When real human being mingle with ape. It's not complete human being that. You ever see some people, they call it malata? Their skin look like a skin lizard. Yeah. Right? So that's what happened when people are having sex and don't know the danger that they are creating. All right. Listen to me. Confusion, war, and all such action, evil action don't come from outside. It comes from inside. So when you look at people and you don't know them and you go mingle up with them, you know, how many times you hear men abduct women, go rape them and kill them? You think that action comes from outside or from inside? The brain of that person who do the act, when it is not at the consent of the victim. Eternal act, when you talk about you are attacking someone, it is that is coming from your brain, you know. When you think that you going to, like, you know, I mean, you're going to attack this person, and they'll do you nothing. You're taking them away from their will and their desire to be who they are. No, you interfering, and you're going to do it. People are doing all kind of evil act to other. When we have the white supremacists, hominids them, acting like human being, and human being turned fool, don't know to defend themselves against them. This is what happened in our world right now. That's what happened in our world right now. And how do you think this is going to play out with white people? Coming from that explanation I just gave you. Not unless you have an explanation different from what I have, we could talk about it. Now, here is how we know how hate came about. Hate came about from off the microscopic lineage. They are an energy that converts into another form of itself and bring forth monkeys, right? So there is nothing there at all. It is a innocent energy reaction. Okay, so it's the monkeys 4 to 3 million years. The human species, 250,000 years ago, came from a different substance that makes it human. It's not coming from that type of microscopic stuff. It's a different form of energy that created the sapien species. And the history in the World History textbook tells you that. Right? It tells that. It tells you this. Yeah. Yes. It says, from hominids to sapien, two different type of life. The hominids come from the microbes, right? And give the ape. But it says this. Around 250,000 years ago, a third and crucial stage of human development. So, the third and crucial stage of human development is that talking about complete human development? No. I don't see it that way. They are making a distinction that human species is different, but now the people who are writing this story is making certain distinction, but they are weaving it with some fallacy. Because when the sapien came about, not millions of years ago, like the Homo erectus, they came about, it says, 1.5 million years ago. And we're reading all of this here, and we may not be realizing these white people that we have said they're running the world, you see what their competency is. So that when they are writing, just the other day, about our history, this is what they wrote. Now, why have we not seen African historians write our history? They cannot. Our African people cannot write history, at least over the past time, coming on to from 100,000 years ago. We are not able to write anything. I mean, important critical things. Because of the hominid attack upon our species, and they are attacking our two subgroup of sapien. That is the reason why the world is, fastened up together like two dogs. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because that's what the white people want, is to fasten up like dogs. Right here in what I'm reading, it is clear that apes came about in evolution, not no Bible, Adam and Eve. But when we don't know, We will look on white people and find place in the Bible where these white people make it seem like Adam and Eve bring forth a white and black baby. Some place in the Bible, they attempt to use that type of stuff and say that's how white people come about. It's a lie. It is a lie. So right here, when they link themselves, the white people and their ancestors, when they left Africa 1.5 million years ago, see, they bring together when they interbreed with the Neanderthals and resemble human being. They were not talking, but it won't be long before they're going to turn on the second subgroup of the sapien and begin to talk. And this is what we have here in the World Literature Textbook. You have to make distinction, because we are far gone now in believing Bible story. That is not true. That if you come into the Western book at all, like, it is not likely that you have us coming into the World History Textbook. Read this and see a distinction here. When these white people commingle with the sapient species, we can't let this go. We just cannot let it go. And if we decide we're going to let it go. Now, I think that there are people out there listening to me who are more competent than me, who can make sharper distinction than me, to pay attention to what I'm saying, because maybe you've never heard about this, but now you're hearing about it. Now you'd like to get into the World History Textbook here and look at from when these white people are trying to call us Homo sapiens. Because right here, instead they say hominid to sapien, they say hominid to Homo sapiens. If you don't know these homosexual, agape love, sex, body sex, if you don't know what they are doing and talk about government and the United States and all this kind of stuff, if we don't know what we are going through, pay attention. Pay attention. Because we have our subgroup like Chinese, Indians, and all of these other taxonomic group of the ethnic group. A lot of us don't even know what our ethnic group is. You see, and these white people are taking opportunity of it because their multiple disease from 100,000 years ago is killing us until this day. This is too complex for people who have brain problem to figure it out unless your brain is recuperating. So now, I see where it get together. It's a good thing I did do some paralegal and learn discipline of words and how to make distinction. You know those lawyers, oh, they're good at it. Now, if you catch a lawyer now who is a white hominid and begin to deal with him on this, he's got to run away from you. You know, I have a friend that we used to work together. He's not, he's African. And I told him about the A.D. Anadamani foolishness that we're reading in the Bible and any place else that they write their whole bunch of nonsense and hope that we will never find out. You know what? He become an attorney, this friend of mine, but we used to work together a few years before he became an attorney. But he became an attorney and we were talking friends, call each other and talk. I can't hear from him again. And based on the last chat that we have, when he's lawyer now, I think he see problem with it. That's not something that he can go to because he become a lawyer, you know, under these faggot A.D. Anadamani. That is not civilized stuff at all. And the only way we're going to get out of this muck is to consult with the world history, where they, European, can never be human being. But this is what they do to say they are human being, is interbreed with our blood and talk and be like human being. So see where they started it is with the disease, so that they know that we're going to turn fool if we get their disease. They know they're monkeys, and monkeys have those disease that they give to us. And today we are here suffering from all the disease that they give us, and they continue to give it to us. And again, things that we don't look at. We don't look at when they say they are going to rule us by their own government. My gosh, this is, Collier, suicide. When we allow them to take control over us, excluding our government that give us inalienable rights to our existence. No, they don't care, none, because they take away our land, take away everything, because they find out their disease is killing us. They know it. They know it. White people know it, and maybe those walking in the street don't know it. But this Trump, them and all them kind of something they talk about in the White House and all them kind of, they know it. And you see them up there giving all of the good jobs to white people and pack them up into government. Yeah. And you see them, and some of them get caught, touch man under the bathroom door, want body sex. And Obama come and pass law in America and England and different places. They are making it a country of sodomy to marry them, of love to marry man and man. And see us here, which African American, which of them do you see come and talking and make distinction and you know, like, going down the road that these guys got to go, because we were not around when things went wrong. We inherit these things from our ancestry, right? But the fact that these white people get ahead and begin to do all these things and we are not able to do anything, what happened to when we begin to get sense? You can do nothing but be afraid of these faggots? That's the only thing we can do so far, is keep quiet and let these faggots do what they want to do with us, including drop your drawers and fuck your asshole. And these things are here for us to pay attention. We're not paying any attention to it, though. You see, and I want to tell you something. Our head is gone real bad, if you don't know. Our brain is gone bad. If we are using 10% of our brain, we're lucky. We are lucky. It's a good part of our brain that is working. But it's not, you know, I mean, our brain together is to make us who we are supposed to be. And the first 100,000 years of our existence in Africa has not narrate anything to say our brain was defective. No, at the time when we were leaving Africa, those of our people who were leaving, Chinese, Indian, were leaving Africa to come to the Western Hemisphere. There is nothing written to show that. And it shows that when we get the infection of their disease, we never take it as something deliberately done by anybody. It's like climate change. When no go like that. Climate change never changed us. First 100,000 years in Africa. It never. Today, I am here talking this, and people are afraid of me. You just imagine that. People are afraid of me. Even my mother, before she passed away, tell my cousin, pay some attention to him, because he's talking things I never hear him talk. It was when my head was clearing up some, and distinction began to realize. So I begin to see things wrong. But it didn't just happen suddenly, the snap of the finger. It's a gradualization thing that I begin to like see things, and things begin to come together. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today, and hope that you understand at least some of what I'm saying to you. I am saying to you right now, these white people that we have here talking about their country. You know, Donald Trump said, you know, we are not to be in America. You know that? Do you know that? That's what the presidency of America is all about. To kick us indigenous. Which part of Trump is indigenous? Over Europe, yeah. Over in Europe. But they think with their fucking asshole and the monkey blood that they throw in our people from 100,000 years ago and come, it carry us right along with these diseases from 100,000 years ago. These diseases begin to follow us. When we eventually came to the Western world, we were no good to ourselves like we were in Africa first 100,000 years. No. To this moment, they were able to make Bible and talk about Adam and Eve in a garden and talking serpent. They managed to do all those things and make up churches all over the world, Christianity. And today, our people who are out there driving a car and, you know, trying to make a living are lamenting and blah, 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 blah. Because guess what? They believe in the God of the Bible, Genesis creation story, right? And we cannot realize on the normal terms, we are not realizing the problem that we feel like, you know, our brain was not to function no better because we don't read to find out how we were back then and measure it against who we are now. Yeah, we've been totally knocked off our proper brain. And it is not easy for any of us to realize it, because we are accustomed to who we are and try to make a living the way we are, but we are not ourselves. And the signs that we see to tell us that something is wrong. We are too damaged to pick up, you know, that something is wrong, because we have never thought so. We have never thought so. You see what I mean? Now, I'm telling you this. these white people, they're going to go. It cannot be as bad as this. And they are left there to talk about, you know, the world that they have conquered. Because they say it themselves, that they have conquered the world. Who are the people of the world that they conquer? It's us. Because there's nobody civilized in the world but human being. Us. 200,000 years ago. And they are writing all kind of things to twist up that. No. Don't you know that they are writing things that reject that we were created 200,000 years ago? These sodomite white fucking ass people. And this, they have us disown our own territory. Every one of them. They say it's theirs. Point is, they will not own anything anymore except Europe. Because no sooner than you, who don't know yet, come to know, it will be clear. Once you have spent time to find out and realize, you know what? Tell why he was carrying on like that. But he knew what he was talking about. Because nobody at all can refute the fact that I am reading in the World History Textbook and the Bible. But I can tell you, it is difficult for someone who have not been having experience in reading and finding out, you know, that the Bible is full of lies from Genesis to Revelation, excluding a few places in the Old Testament. A few places. Nothing in the New Testament. That's how heavy the problem is what these white people are to us. And they have, like, turned the world upside down to where everything must be all right and nothing wrong. That's the position they're holding, okay? And they own everything. These faggots, okay? They must just begin to hear this. Because I've been on Twitter. I've been on Facebook. I've been on LinkedIn. And just about YouTube, right? Yeah. I've been on down and have problems. But they cannot beat the fact that when I tell them that the Pope is not a civilized guy. He don't belong in our hemisphere. No, because they overthrow our king and take our military and all that. I know everything now about these faggots. And the first thing you ask them, how did you come into our territory? How did you get here? It's only one answer that is true, that they invaded us. Not friends. Your friend don't invade you. You know, they come and visit you by being informed. It's okay. These sodomite white people, they push us to the curve where, oh, they don't think that we are the superior people at all. They don't think that. No, 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 no. No, you can't tell them that they come from apes. You can't tell them about the Neanderthals, but if you can, you bet they don't have time to talk to you. Because this is fire burning down You put fire to burn inside of those people's inner core. They will not be able to stand up to the shame and disgrace and the criminality that they represent, instead of we thinking that, oh, Jesus come die to save you. Those things are stinking shit. No Jesus character ever existed. He and his Father God make heaven and earth. Those are the stinking shit that people speak of like it's real. No, that is bad. You know, you call the word there. It is something that you're taking for positive when it's negative. Misnomer. The whole thing about God and Jesus is a misnomer, 100%. You know, I was telling somebody that today, earlier. And I tell you what, we were talking good and talk something. But afterward, this person turned around and said, I believe in God. And we were talking something that is opposite to God. So the confusion about God among African people, oh gosh, man, it's bad, 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 bad. The kind of things that I'm telling her, are the white people them? I said, don't speak no tongues. And she like said, well, then what do I mean? I said, are the white people them make up speaking in tongues? Because that is going to keep you an idiot, you know, something toward that. I said to her, yes, it's to keep you not knowing things. I said, you were born with the spirit inside of you, the blood that you have. That's it. Our people don't know themselves in this way. So it means that I am going to tell the truth. I have to tell the truth. I don't see anything that represent government in what these sodomites doing. They say it's a new world that they make up because they're faggots. Like, see, they want everybody to fuck asshole. Obama, all of these presidents, it doesn't matter what you hear them talk about. They used to worship the Elohim gods. They used to. And when they write the Bible, they accommodate putting the word Elohim in there. But they use all kind of lie to smother the meaning of Elohim. Okay? Sumerian history is what tells us what is true, not AD Anadamani, because I can trace it and tell you how far they are coming along and follow us along the way we left Africa and come to the Western Hemisphere. But we build places, little cities and stuff like that as we come along. Yeah, we didn't just run, come straight down into Americas or into Palestine. We take some time and gradually work our way after a long time, some 50,000 years or so. And these folks from 100,000 years that they get our blood and begin to build up their homosexual culture. It's a culture that don't belong to us. Sapien, it doesn't belong to us. They must go about their business and stay where they are because they can't do without fucking asshole. So as they come here in America and they are here now about maybe some 400 years,
and they just come the other day and decide to make law in for federal, on federal level, where they used to tell us back into 1857 that we were property of white people. You know, you can't even put it in distance. It never happened. It never happened. So when we sit here and they would like to tell us we can't talk the things that we are talking about our origin because they own us now. Yeah. That's what these pigs, these original, they're, you know, today they are not as good a monkey like they originate, because those original dead out and gone, and this is their hominid group species right now. Hominid they are, but they want to shift away from being hominid, right? And Homo erectus, they're trying to like remove away from that status and call themselves Homo erectus. You see? Homo sapien. That's what they are trying to establish themselves as now, Homo sapien. And they think anything them do, stand. And our people are there working for them, and they will never be able to object to anything these faggots are saying. It's not going to happen, because you know what? They did not create the heavens and the earth at all, like they're talking about some Jesus and God make heaven and earth. Those things are rotten, filthy, stinking stuff that nothing ever exists like what they are saying, but they don't care. That's the way they want to have it. If we don't see and say, you got to get out, and the gods begin to back up our existence with their almighty power and take them out completely. But there's no way. If we don't acknowledge the truth and kick them out of existence, let them go back where they come from. They bring it to a stage now we are like, oh, we cannot mount that horse. But we're not mounting no horse. We have the academic knowledge now that their monkey disease has harmed. But we are recuperating. We are recuperating. And as long as we can see it, we own it. You fucking asshole king shit. You are going to go out. It doesn't matter. All the weapons you have is ours, you know. All the weapons these white people have is ours. It's in the world history textbook. 509 is a place they must address if they want to have any talk. Address it. Because they are the ones that take down Julius Tarquinius. Okay? And begin to call him all kind of bad name, and like he was not a king. Sometimes they say he's king, and another time they say he's Etruscans. All these type of foolishness. If they think they get away with what they have done, they're wrong. The gods is working with us. Look and see. This year marked a special time of reformation. But we have got to see it. We have got to not afraid of the information that is telling us the truth. I can see the fear that is in our people. They're afraid of being killed by these sodomites behaving like they are the greatest thing in the world. All right, bring them to me. Bring them to me. They are not human beings. All what they are carrying on with business, drop it. Drop it, because they don't have any way of showing they did not break our laws to talk about they have AD and Adam. They break our laws. So how can they have free, currency and run bureaucracy on our kingship, government, jurisdiction? You understand that? Oh, these fucking body can claim they have jurisdiction. They fucking asshole and drunk. They're not human beings, and they don't have any intention of being human being like us. They just want to like take control, and they reign as faggots. That's what they really, really want, because there's no other life that they expect to inherit but to heat food and sailboat and fly plane. That's all these sodomites hope and desire is all about. And for us to sit aside and allow them to eat, our brain didn't come back then. All right, my brain come back. And I'm not saying all part of my brain come back. I'm not saying that, because, you know, I have to just deal with the positive right now. The negative, you know, the negative can go blowing in the wind. But right now, as long as I have functional knowledge to be able to see things, I'm not going to sit like I don't. No, not at all. And let's see what they have besides disease and stealing everything we have, because that's all they do every day. Wall Street, FBI, and all of the service and institution that they make up is not theirs. If they think they all the banks and all those things are theirs, of course not. It's not theirs. And how would they like to hear me say these things and don't lock me up, man? They can't. And those of us that they are out there locking up, they're doing it. And it's not the little policeman them out there on their own trying to kill off the African people. It's the federal so-called government, you know, see it. Those who start the insurrection with the Elohim people. It's not what Trump did the other day. What he did the other day is foolishness. Okay? We ought not to be sitting down and supping up all of the things that they are doing, because we have the rolling thunder truth. You see? To let them know that we understand what our move from Africa to the Western world is. And we understand when the Pope apologized for sins of Catholic is a confession to what they have done to us. We're not asking them to leave. We are ordering white sodomite invaders and colonizers to get out. That's all there is to it. Because thus saith the fact, everywhere, they don't have anything to give excuse for. Besides, take their white fucking stinking self and go back where they come from. Because what make them clean and dressed up is what they got from. It is from us. And we have a right to use the history of it because they use it against us. The world will come to know. I tell you, what was happening in there's something in this book that gives you what happened back in 1859. This writer said, "Bear with me for a moment while I show you something. Perhaps this is a bit of American history you are not too familiar with, or maybe some of you are, but there is a reason I am noting it here. Listen to this piece of history. In 1857, United States Supreme Court ruled that black people were property. Where did they come from to tell black people that they are property? Invasion. Invasion! Do you understand that? They're talking to people there who are invading, and there is no place have you seen like I have that white people, as we call, as they call it, in on any part of the Western Hemisphere, behave like they knew they were on the wrong and pursuing us. No, they always act in the affirmative, like it's their stuff, it's not yours, get out. Isn't that the way they behave? Yeah. And why were they able to behave like that 100,000 years ago? And that was before, you know, we get to the Western Hemisphere. You see, it means that they already got their disease in our system. Our brain was already, diluted. That's the reason why these white people get by the way they are. Because, like I tell you, in 509 BC, when they staged the coup on the king, Tarquinius, 509 BC, they removed that king. And that story I read in the World History textbook. It's the first time I come to know about it and wonder, why is it no one ever say anything about, write about it or nothing like that? Do you imagine about that? A king of the African nations was overthrown. By a coup? By who? They say it was noblemen. What kind of noblemen doing something like that at a time when so much people was not in the world? And a coup is taking place only by these European settlers, okay, who began to talk. Okay. And they, since they began to talk, they begin to attend our institution and learn everything in academics, these white people. And if you look into the World History textbook, you will see where they're writing there, and glorify the gods for make them have good things. But by the time they did the coup, in 509 BC, they begin to call themselves Romans. And our people diluted with the disease couldn't see and know anything. The way these guys kept what they do, we didn't have time to see nothing what they were doing, and that our brain was not the same. And therefore, they were able to camouflage themselves like Roman rule of Europe. Not Europe, of Rome. You see? They camouflage because they take the military dress code. When they overthrow the king, in the world is a textbook, you can read it. But because our brain is not what it used to be, they do anything they want. Because as you know, they are not dealing with us as, you know, like they are human like us and being kind and stuff. No, that's not what they were doing. So our brain, though we look like we are okay, but we are not. Because what we are to know, we don't know it. And they have our blood and a better brain to do things in large part like we human beings, just that they don't have our nature because they are apes. They are apes. We're not apes. So when we get their blood have that intellectual problem. It hurts us that way. So we are much the human we were by nature, whilst they are using a better intellect against us. That's what happened. There's nothing they can do to save themselves. When they leave Rome and Italy, about some 4 years, 400 years later, yeah, they fix up themselves and go and overthrow Palestine, 63 BC, and identify themselves as Romans too. So the story that we have against them is a story that could destroy them long time ago. Destroy them long time ago, but we're sick. So that today when I come and read these things, I say Pope apologized for sins of Catholic and confess that they've been killing us from long time ago, and confess that 4,000 years ago they've been using Abraham to fool us in the Bible. Not Nagasa, but Abraham and God. Nothing. I mean, zilch. Nothing. Zilch. About God begat a son. Nothing don't go like that. And you'd be surprised how stupid they write those things and we are believing it. So, when they begin to treat us this way in 1857, that the so-called United States federal government that they make up, you know, no, I'm telling you, it's not good as the paper you use to wipe your butt with. These lies that they tell and have us believe it, it doesn't don't weigh as much as some of those things, I'm telling you. No joke about that. You'll think that I'm severe and stuff like that, but if you get to acquaint with the truth in the World History textbook and in the Bible, you will see what I'm saying. Okay? Whilst it is our wealth that they managed to scrape away from Africa, Africa turned Christian because they are, you know, to their top with disease, you see. And we out in the diaspora, we are still struggling with disease. Let the tornado come for them. Let the earthquake shake them down. You hear? Don't be sorry for them. See, they go to Libya on what they did with Gaddafi, Hillary, and Obama. They killed the man. He's our man. And who you see is bawling and crying and talking about Gaddafi? He's our person. He's our king, or one of king that was standing up then in some kind of way, right? And these faggots are here looking up at us. We don't have any sense. That's all they're thinking. We don't have any sense. They do what they want. Now, I know it only takes one person. And if I am that person, I am that person. If I am not, well, that person is out there somewhere. So, if I am that person, I am that person. I am standing for what my creator, what they did when they created us, primitive worker. Okay? We are the offspring. And the evidence is everywhere for us to confirm that. Too bad if we don't. Well, like I said, if it is you seeing these things and not talking because you are afraid of these fucking assholes behaving like they are the highest type of human being on planet Earth, which is not so. Go read the history and you will see them in there. It's far from what you're thinking. Far from what you're thinking. And I am the person telling them, get out. Get out. Because if we were going to, like, go and begin to build military action against them, that would be a different story. But that's not what I am talking about. I am not telling a soul to go out and do anything, nothing at all against white people out there. You just need to mind your own business. Get to know what life you're supposed to live. You don't see? And this is the fact truth. I'm not sending anybody out there. I tell you, don't go to their church because these stinker like Donald Trump and Biden and the rest of them, all of them that you see are dressed up. You see, they dress up all the time in a little Trump. You never see him? I must find golf crow when he on the golf course. You see Trump into like a different change of clothes. He's always wearing jacket and tie. This bitch don't know anything besides being a crossbreed sodomite monkey. That's what you're looking at. Look at them. Always in a jacket and tie, jacket and tie, jacket and tie. They never dress down. It is because they must fool people. Fool people like they always been married. You ask them, when was the first bride married in Europe? Ask them. No. I'm not joking. Just ask, when did they put up a post office in Europe? Ask them. You see them come and take down and occupy everywhere we have. Look where they go to Europe. And look where they put the slacking fucking ass Pope, St. Peter's Basilica. That's what they do. Okay? This is what these, oh gosh, I just wish I had the right description for them. These sodomites dress up like they are human beings. And the little dust of our blood that get into them. But they wouldn't, you think Trump would look like human beings? If it was something like they do, or if they just did it to us who talk? No. But they went through, according to the history, many thousands of years. Begin to form at themselves like they are human beings. Just that they didn't talk. But they didn't waste no time when they saw us who are talking to get our blood and begin to talk. They know they look like a complete human being. Look at this shit house them and behave like. Simple because they get us to accept that this nasty, foolish AD and Adamani that they have. After they walking over kingship government. Jurisdiction. They don't know a heck what government jurisdiction is. They just know that, look, just like they fuck the other guy's asshole, they think that they can do anything to us. Come on, man. Come on. You come on. Yeah, they behave like they never fuck about it yet, and that's all their life is all about. You see what I mean? And look at this guy. Look at the kind of a criminal he is. You see? And then guy is willing to kill off anybody that he can if you are going to do anything to stop him from doing all of these evil things. Look at his age. This guy should go and start living some life. Oh, no. He has to be in the limelight. You see what I mean? And we are subscribing to them. They are tumbling down on their face and they don't even think of it that way because they think they own and rule everything in the world. They said the United States Court rule that black people were property and as such they had no claim to freedom. That's what these people believe to this day. They are, you see, our civilization is kind of going over them. You know, that's what is happening now. They cannot manage the force that is coming up against them in the world. Because they are coming to be the dust. Not good dust, but just for what it represents, you walk on the dust. Okay? And when you're not walking and you fall down and you can't get up, yeah. Whatever breathing you're doing, you're breathing on the dust. Blowing up dust with your breath until you can't blow no more. That's who these fuckers are. You see what I mean? And ruling us is far from what it really is in our existence. Because we can't talk to them and tell them, and you see how they have these flags all around them, man? The flags. You bet. I think there's a story that a Jamaican make that flag. There's a lot of things going on with our people who was pushed down in the dirt and we don't know anything with all of these diseases because we live a doctor and everything like that. And look at Trump. You just look at him. You know what I mean? Look at him. He looked like a nice human being. But you have to take a closer look. And know the history that bring us where we are here today. They will continue to suffer from the hate mentality that they have. You watch. Because I tell you, the clothes that they wear is what they are using to shield themselves. Tropical storm Rina forms. Join tropical storm Philip in Atlantic. Okay? Now, remember, we were having the tornadoes. Tornadoes take a break now, it seems. And now we have the hurricane coming. All right? And think about what happened in Libya. Think about what happened in Libya. How many thousands of people? And who is running Libya right now? United States, right? United States. You see, and the story is there for us to know how they have taken control of our money in Africa. And that United States have more access to African wealth than any African country. Yeah. And they are giving Africa a lot of money to hold this position that they have. Now, only the truth can set us free from this. All right. Now, oh my gosh, I am so much over. I'm so much over, but I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And let me see if I can read a little of this. Sure, Trump, a descendant of European invader and colonizers, turn expective, what? Expected idiots. Because they are supposed to go down. Because the evil that they do, the gods is going to, like, make it turn against them. Trump says, is my decision to attempt to overturn the 2020 election. Say it is his. You imagine he's confessing this and insist he was not acting based on lawyer advice. See? He should keep his whole mouth shut, but he tells it all, and that's it now. His own people is going to whip him. Donald Trump took ownership for his own action following the 2020 election. It was my decision, but I listened to some people, he said in a Sunday interview. That's too late. Ex-president also said he does not lose sleep over the idea of going to jail. Really? So that means this guy, his heart is snared with a hot iron. This guy is now, you can see, what we African people, we shouldn't be bowing down to these things. But if our intellect get licked, it happened already. All we have to do is overcome it. I don't even think about it. I don't even, you know what? I don't think this guy, he really act like an infidel anyway. You know, his mind is not like a human. So it's the monkey part of him we're looking at. You know, because how can he do all these things and he doesn't think about it? He doesn't see the precipice he dig for himself. Donald Trump says it was his call to take action, to try and reverse the 2020 presidential election. Nobody didn't do it to him, but he's going to do it for somebody. Idiot. Results in a bombshell new claim where the ex-president takes ownership for his action and more. But I tell you what, it seemed like it's we reached to the end, and I hope I can give you this tune here, Fools, EF. Oh, come on, I want to, come on. Okay, all right, here we go with it, and we go.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do But fools die for want of wisdom. The rich man's wealth is ill-fitting. Fixation of the soul is vanity. Destruction of poor people is poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place.
So, what's this?